Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking and praying this week about overcoming ungratefulness and doing so by learning to be more thankful. And as I mentioned on Monday, be a short broadcast week, Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States tomorrow. And so this will be it for the week as far as the broadcasts go. Do pray that you have a very blessed extended weekend if you're fortunate enough to have a holiday weekend and some extra time. I know I'll enjoy time with family and some little downtime. And those are always good. Today I want to talk specifically about giving thanks to the Lord. And looking at Psalm 105, verse 1. The psalmist writes and says, "Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done." As I looked at that verse and considered our level of thankfulness, and then considered who it is we're thankful to. You know, sometimes we focus so much on what we're thankful for that we lose sight of who we're thankful for. And to realize that God's desire is that we would give thanks to Him. And so many times we encounter things, and I hear people say things like, "Well, thank my lucky stars," or "Thank goodness," or we just thankful that we were in the right place at the right time, or thankful that we missed that accident, thankful, and on it goes. And who we're thankful to is kind of left a bit vague. Maybe we're not sure. Maybe we are sure. We just don't verbalize it or acknowledge it in a way that makes His name known among the nations. You see, this life of thankfulness, a thankfulness to God, isn't simply a matter of gratitude. It's a matter of making Him known. We proclaim His name when we're thankful to God for the life that He's given us, for salvation, for the goodness of the things that we have, for His rescue, for His protection, for His strength in times of trouble. And we struggle with being thankful in all circumstances because we can't figure out how to do that well. Because there are things that happen, there are things that we go through that, aren't pleasant. Aren't really capable of, in and of themselves, to produce a response of thankfulness. And so we have to look more deliberately to realize the thankfulness that we ought to be expressing to God. And sometimes it's simply a thankfulness for His presence, a thankfulness for His promises, a thankfulness that in the midst of the darkness of this world, He is light. That he does keep his word and never leaves us nor forsakes us. And whether life is what we expected it to be or whether it's not, God's call to us as his children is to learn a life of gratitude and to practice a life of gratitude. Most parents will be very deliberate about teaching their children to say thank you. We want to raise children that are grateful, and so when we work on it. God wants to have children that are grateful. Not to stroke his ego, but so that his name would be spread among the nations. So that more people would not only hear the name of Jesus, they would be drawn to it. And so when the good surprises of life come our way, we would do well to give thanks to the Lord so that those around us know that we acknowledge his hand in the midst of those good things. We get good news at the doctor. We get a raise. We get a promotion. We get the things in life that, well, we and those around us consider to be good and desirable. And many times are things that we've worked hard for. And because we've worked hard for them, it's kind of easy to point to that as the real source. That it's because of my hard work, it's because of my diligence, it's because of my study, it's because of my this or my that. Not that those things necessarily weren't involved, but the reason you had any of that to be able to do was because of the goodness of God. And when we take the credit for what God does in our life, we rob him of a piece of his glory that he wanted our co-workers to see. And so we learn to give thanks to the Lord for his help in accomplishing the things that we notice, the things that the people around us notice. But we also learn to give thanks in the midst of the greatest difficulties. Not necessarily for them, but in the midst of them. We acknowledge God's presence. We acknowledge his compassion. And we give thanks. Some of the people that are most expressive in thankfulness that I've encountered are those that I've encountered in the midst of the disaster zones that lived through it, that lost some, all of their possessions, some lost friends and family members. But there's always in the midst of it stories of thankfulness to God for giving them peace, for giving them comfort. for providing help, for sending relief. For being present. And when we learn to give thanks to the Lord, when times are good, when we learn to give thanks to the Lord when times are bad, we do make His name known among the nations. We do proclaim that He is Lord. And the Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of heavenly lights, which do not change. We recognize that when life appears to beat us down, that He's still there. And when we feel like we have nothing left, we still have Him. And when we give thanks to the Lord, we become the witness that He's called us to be. As we spend some time praying today, I would encourage you to ask God to help you have a clearer picture of how well you do at expressing thanks to Him among the nations. In other words, wherever you are. We could substitute that for our own particular circumstances, to give thanks to Him among my coworkers, to give thanks to Him among my classmates, to give thanks to Him among my family. Wherever we are, when we choose to be thankful to God among the nations, we proclaim and acknowledge His goodness. And as we pray and God reveals to us those times where we've been hesitant, then we pray for the courage to give thanks as we ought to. And then we practice it. We keep doing it. When we catch ourselves giving the credit to ourselves or to someone else that really belongs to God, we change. We redirect back to God. And we give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've called us to be Your children. You've provided for us. You care for us. You help us in every way that we need. And Father, sometimes we struggle with understanding how Your help is present. Sometimes we struggle with understanding where You are in the midst of difficulty. Sometimes we struggle with acknowledging that You've been involved in the things we've accomplished. So, Father, help us to examine our gratitude. Help us to see where we give credit when things go well, where we place blame when things go wrong. And, Father, forgive us for those times that we forget, those times that our gratitude is not expressed towards You, that we take all of the credit for the work that You've done in us, for the work that You've done through us, for the work that You've done around us. For those times where the darkness of life has clouded our minds and our vision to where we failed to even see you at work. And ungratefulness has crept in and kept us from giving thanks among the nations as we ought. Father, as we live life wherever we are, may we learn to give thanks so that our co-workers, our family members, our classmates, our acquaintances, the strangers that we encounter would know that we recognize your work, that we recognize your goodness, that we've experienced your mercy. And for all of it, we're thankful. Father, as we prepare here in the United States and other places to celebrate a holiday we've set aside to offer thanks, may we be purposeful in not only expressing our gratitude for one another, but more so purposeful in giving thanks to the Lord, proclaiming your name among the nations, representing Jesus well, so that as we give thanks and as we lift him up, many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.